The Fan on Demand. And now, time for your morning guilty pleasure. Here's Jeff Blair.
All right, in just 2 hours, Leafs Nation gets to hear the first words from new team president Brendan Shanahan in what is going to be the quickest turning of the page in the history of an organization that is at about 47 years of practice doing that. And what might those words be? All indications are that general manager Dave Nonis will be sitting beside Shanahan, not that he was going anywhere with his new contract extension anyhow. And expect lots of talk from MLSE head honcho Tim Lewicki about culture change. Expect the Toronto Raptors to be held out as some kind of an example. Do not expect details, not yet anyway. And those details might even include the status of head coach Randy Carlisle and his coaching staff. Look, in my opinion, that's where change, however you want to describe it, culture change, whatever, that's where change has to start, whether it's today or tomorrow or next week. The coaching staff creates the environment. It designs strategy. It uses ice time in subtle and sometimes not so subtle ways to reward or punish. It doesn't bear all the responsibility for the failure of this team in the 2013-2014 season. I mean, you just can't say that. But it bears most of the responsibility. And perhaps most damning from my point of view, this coaching staff was unable to stop the rot once it set in. You might say the players never did adjust to the coaches. Frankly, I'd say it's up to the coaching staff to read the situation and adjust accordingly. Look, all I know is the Leafs don't work the way they are right now. My guess is Tim Lewicki knows that, but I hope he also knows that the Leafs and the emotions they stir are on a different stratosphere than TFC or even the Toronto Raptors. Those two teams have some history, but man, they don't have the history of the Leafs, and they certainly don't feel their history as much as the Leafs do. So here comes Brendan Shanahan, everybody. What's the first thing you need to hear from him this morning?
The Jeff Blair Show is on the air on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Join the conversation with Jeff on Twitter using the hashtag Blair Show or call 416-870-0590. Now, here's Jeff Blair.
Yeah, I can get behind anything.
And so we await Brendan Shanahan's formal unveiling as president of the Toronto Maple Leafs and alternate governor of MLSE. We will have the news conference live, a special Hockey Central presentation at 11 o'clock on all our Sportsnet channels. And of course, right here on Sportsnet 590, the Fan Baseball Central will be back tomorrow. So just like the Jays have an off day, we get an off day too. For Baseball Central, the Brendan Shanahan story, the dominant story in Toronto. And as I said, you want to talk about turning, this isn't just turning the page, Glenn Ely. This is ripping the page out and burning the book totally. Go ahead, Glenn. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Jeff, how are you doing today?
Good. This isn't just turning the page. This is like burning the whole book, bringing Brendan Shanahan. And what do you expect to hear today?
Well, you know, I think when you look at that role, he's going to have a real challenge in dealing with the board and managing their expectations and their budgets and all the things that you have to do when you're talking to Larry Tannenbaum, Tim Lewicki, and Bell and Rogers, who just seem to get along so well these days. So managing that board, I think, is a big part of his job, and it happens a lot where you walk in and you say, okay, this thing's going to take some time. We're going to have to rebuild this. We've got to, obviously our defense isn't good enough. The leadership group's not good enough. You know, we've watched Reimer collapse 3 straight years in a row now, so we're going to say bye-bye to him. And so, you know, it's easy to put that forward and all of them to nod like they're bobblehead dolls, and then they leave the room and go, okay, so we got to win tomorrow. How do we do this? And that's, I think, going to be Brendan's biggest challenge.
What can he do realistically? You know, we're going to hear this thing about culture change. I mean, you've already, Tim Lewicki's referred to it in several instances, and other people have referred to it as well. What can he do realistically? Like, he can't go down into the dressing room and say, guys, this is how we show leadership.
So is that where, like, we blame Johnny Bauer because we're losing now? So we take the pictures down? It's Johnny's fault? How dare we cheer for Dave Keon?
That
word has been so overused. It is hard. You know, when a corporation owns the team, it's really hard to, like when Mike Ilitch owns the team, you like Mike Ilitch and his wife. You really want to play well for them.
Well, there's a personification of the team there.
Yes. You know, you've got Jacobs, you've got Schneider, you've got these people that are people, and you say he owns the team. His skin is on the line. Like whether you make it or you don't, it's out of his pocket. You know, I go home at night going, we got to win for this guy. I mean, he's done everything for us. You know, whether it's the private jets, this, that, you want to win for your teammates, all of that. But, okay, we really have to win one for MLS and E. It's hard to, I don't know many corporations who own teams where there is championships.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be a difficult change. But, I mean, clearly the players are not good enough. That's the bottom line. Clearly, you don't have enough leadership in this group. And so you've got to go out and get those players. And if the coach is an issue, and I'm sure Brendan's going to do some exit interviews with players, then the coach is going to be an issue. And you're going to have to make a change there. Whether Brian Burke hired him or not, you're going to have to make a change. And so, you know, winning one game in regulation in the last 14 tells you something about this group. And this is 3 years in a row now. I mean, a couple years ago, the collapse, the 18-wheeler off the cliff, never saw this coming. Okay. Then last year, Game 7, again, same thing. Reimer and Ned as well. A major collapse. And this year, this is a colossal collapse for this group. Even if they were marginally brutal, they'd be in the playoffs.
Glenn, how can the coaching staff, how can this coaching staff and this head coach in particular survive that? Because clearly, if James Reimer bears the brunt of this collapse or part of it, so too is Randy Carlyle, because one could argue that for the past 2 years, at different times, he's been unable to get what he needs out of his team.
Well, let's make it like everyone understand that it's not just James Reimer, that Dionisov was minus 18 in the last 20 games, okay? And that Phil Kessel had one game-winning goal in the last 21. So we can spread the blame around with the leadership group here. It doesn't have to just go on one guy. And, you know, Phaneuf was on the ice for two of the game-tying goals against Boston when the series was on the line in Game 7, and he was minus 20 down the stretch 2 years ago as well. So let's push the blame everywhere. If you're going to keep Randy, I think you have to add one compliment to that coaching staff, and that would be a kinder, softer voice, a player who the players look to and kind of have confidence in, where they can go to that player and be open as can be. Like a Steve Thomas, who coaches in Tampa Bay, a player's guy. A Mike Kitchen, who coaches in Chicago. You know, you can't have the whole group be kind of that down your throat, we're hard-nosed, we demand a lot, we expect a lot, and mistakes are going to be made accountable for. I think you need to have a softer voice. So if he survives, then I think that's the add that you have to have to this coaching staff.
Glenn Healy of Hockey Night in Canada joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Glenn, is this team, this is going to sound silly to ask considering the fact that last year that this team made the playoffs and this year it didn't, is this team farther away from being in a position where it can win a playoff round than it was last year?
Well, last year was different in the sense that you didn't play anybody in the West. You played a 48-game season. There was just so many differences with last year versus this year. Just take a look at Boston if you've got some free time today. Look at their plus minuses. Look at the entire group of the top six. They're almost plus 40 to a man. Who's our best forward for plus minus? Troy Bodie? Most of the group are on the minus side of the ledger in an absolute horrific way. Now, the Boston Bruins are a team that let 90 to 100 goals go this year. They said goodbye to Seguin, they said goodbye to Kessel, and they said goodbye to Blake Wheeler. 100 goals less, and they're the best team in hockey because they play with a structure and a system and a belief in something that is far greater than I'm just going to score a lot of goals and be a one-trick pony.
Who among the the coaches that are rumored to be on the block do you think we'll hear about today? I mean, I know some people are speculating there could be as many as four or five coaches.
This is carnage, Jeff.
Yeah.
This is CBC style. What this is. No, does Paul Maurice come back to Winnipeg? John Tortorella. Really? You're going to keep him around?
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, Sedin, the two of them at one point were number one and number four in scoring in the NHL.
Yes,
this
I know.
We're talking 24 months ago, right? I mean, when winter first came upon us 24 months ago, they were one and four. They're like 100th, 98 and 92nd, right? They're tied for points with Craig Smith. Get the callers to call in and see if they even know what team he plays for. So, you know, there's going to be major change there. You're looking at Calgary getting a new general manager. We talked about Winnipeg. What about Nashville? They're definitely going to make a change there. If San Jose loses to L.A. in the first round with 111 points, I would have no doubt that they're going to have some issues with some of their personnel and maybe a general manager. Mm-hmm. His head on a block because they have to at some point make a stamp in the playoffs. But, you know, then you're looking at Carolina. You're looking at a whole group of teams. Is Washington? Did you watch Washington yesterday? I mean, Braden Holtby puts on a clinic, gets a shutout, plays the game, I think, of the season. And Ovechkin comes down in the shootout and puts the puck between his legs and tries to flip it over the goalie. At that point, as a goalie for Washington, I would have skated to center and broke my stick over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the effort you put in to win in a shootout when I do what I did. So there's going to be tons of carnage this season.
As we get set for the playoffs, too, I did want to ask you, you talked about San Jose, and a lot of people are already looking at those matchups in the West. I mean, there are teams that are going to be going home after the first round that stick them in the East, and they might have a shot at going, facing Boston in the conference championship. The series that intrigues me is the Blues in Chicago.
That intrigues me too.
It's funny because I was watching, I was watching a bit of the game yesterday, and I was sitting there thinking, all right, how do you call this series? And honest to God, either team could win in five, either team could win in seven.
Ooh, losing six in a row coming in for St. Louis. You know, that adage that it's easier to keep it going than get it going. And they do not have it going. And they have to find a way to stop this momentum slide that has gone the exact opposite way with their group. And their darling in net is just not playing well. And that's what they've leveraged kind of everything on. As Miller comes in, he's our savior. He was at the start, but they've lost six in a row. And they've got the Stanley Cup champs that they have to play. That's... you know, that's career suicide for Ken Hitchcock.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough matchup. So they, better hope that Chicago's banged up, and they better hope that they get this thing turned around in a real quick way. But it is really hard to do that because, put yourself in that room. You lost six in a row. It's not a happy place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of finger pointing. There's a lot of, not looking at guys in the eye because you're not happy with the way things have gone on.
Who do you think could surprise us? The first round of the playoffs.
Well, the new setup leads to just so many kind of strange things. I look at every single series in the East, and I think there could be an upset in every single one.
Yep.
I don't look at any of these groups and the matchups and say, oh, clearly, Tampa Bay is way better than Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Bishop's done. So to pick him there, jump ball. Pretty much all the games will be close in that one. And I look at every series and I think the exact same thing. And then, we've just talked about a couple of them in the West, but St. Louis, Chicago, lose six in a row when you play the Stanley Cup champ. L.A., down the stretch, did exactly what they did when they won the Cup. Now they got to play San Jose. It's a brilliant year for San Jose, but not brilliant enough that I look at them and think, oh, they're clearly favorites over the LA Kings. The only series I look at is, Minnesota and Dallas, I don't think, have a chance in that first round as wild cards.
Glenn, it was good of you to do this. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great one, Jeff.
Take care. That is Glenn Healy of Hockey Night in Canada. And just to reaffirm that Sportsnet 590, the fan, will air a special Hockey Central presentation on Monday starting at 11 o'clock with, of course, the Brendan Shanahan news conference and the Hockey Central panel. Nick Kyprios, Darren Millard, Doug McLean, Scotty Morrison will be in charge. And you know it's a big deal because I think McLean had to fly back from Florida for it. So there you go again at 11 o'clock on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet Ontario. The Brendan Shanahan news conference live from the Air Canada Centre. We appreciate Glenn Healy joining us. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag Blair Show. All right, you know Brendan Shanahan is going to speak today at 11 o'clock. What do you need to hear from him? What's the first thing you need to hear from Brendan Shanahan? You've had a couple of days to digest the fact that he's coming here now. You've seen the way the Leafs ended the season, and just in an embarrassing no-show. I mean, these guys can't even play for pride. So what do you need to hear from Brendan Shanahan? What, as a Leafs fan, do you need to hear? You're not gonna, obviously, the game plan is not going to be totally revealed today. That's not going to happen. But you need to hear something, don't you? And I'm not talking about, you know, I don't want an apology. I don't want an apology. I don't want Tim Lewicki, if he's up there, to say, first, you want to apologize to our fans. This isn't good enough. We know it's not good enough. And Tim Lewicki also has to be careful because there's this narrative that has kind of been out there for the past week, and it goes back a little bit to his appearance on George Strombolopoulos' show where Tim Lewicki sort of held out the Toronto Raptors as an example of what he wants the Leafs to be. I mean, it was the most bizarre thing. For Kyle Lowry was held out on the show as an example of the type of leadership that the Leafs needed. Kyle Lowry a year and a half ago was poison. So there has to be a little delicacy when it comes to the Maple Leafs and Tim Lewicki and MLSE, because they're not the Raptors and they're not TFC. And I mean that with all due respect to those two teams. They're just not. The history, you know, TFC's got, their history's warped. It ain't as warped as the Leafs. The Leafs are Chicago Cubs warped. Same thing with the Raptors. This is a different situation. And I think what's really interesting about the situation the Leafs are in is they're so successful off the ice. They make so much money. It's like the dynamic between this hockey team and this city is remarkable. You know, you saw in Vancouver, how it took Vancouver Canucks fans, what, a year of poor decision-making and piss-poor hockey to start talking about not renewing season's tickets? Canucks fans got so worked up that eventually ownership had to fire the general manager. In Toronto, if someone gave up their season ticket, somebody come along and pay twice for it. This is a different situation here. You could talk about culture change. And, you know, you're not fooling this fan base. It's a different fan base. It's not a stupid fan base. It's a fan base that's put up with an awful lot. It's a fan base that heard when Brian Burke took over, that there was going to be culture change, that there was going to be truculence, that, you know, finally the brightest guy on the block was taking over the Maple Leafs. I mean, really. Dealing with Leafs Nation, dealing with Leafs fans, dealing with the history of the Maple Leafs is way different and way more complicated and way more textured and way more layered than Raptors or TFC history. Lance and Whitby, you're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. What do you need to hear from Brendan Shanahan right out of the gate this morning?
Well, here's what I expect to see, and here's what I expect to hear.
All right.
I expect to see another MLSC orchestrated hand puppet sitting at the front table, spewing out another crap load of hockey cliches and promises, just like we heard from Dave Nonis last year or the year before when he sat at that table, and just like Brian Burke did 6 years ago. So I expect to hear a lot of nothing. He'll skirt around the issues, but at the end of the line, these fans really don't care. They're going to sit there and haul it all in today, but next year they're going to be coming out in droves with their Wendell Clark jerseys on and all their other stuff. It's never going to change, okay? It's just never going to change. You got to accept that when you're part of Leafland. We're a unique team to the league, okay? There's no other team that runs their business like us. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate the call. Not an optimistic bent. This is, speaking of pessimist, Mills 86. I need to hear, quote, "I'm resigning as Leafs president of hockey ops" from Shanahan. Hashtag Blair Show. There you go. Russ Dolan, I want to hear that Shanahan will hold the players accountable and raise the standards of Maple Leaf hockey. Russ Dolan also asked, by hiring Shanahan, what are you saying to Wendell Clark or Daryl Sittler? Yeah, I don't know where to go with that. I would think if you were to hire Daryl Sittler or Wendell Clark as president, people would see that as even more of a sop, or as even more of a, you know, instituting a puppet in that position. That is the intriguing thing about this. It's funny because I talked to John Shannon about this a little bit on Friday. And, you know, and I was making the point that I didn't see what was in it for Brendan Shanahan. When you talk to people around the NHL, it's pretty clear that this guy, you know, yeah, Brendan Shanahan was a tough, hard-nosed hockey player, but this guy is a consummate politician as well. I mean, he knows his way around a boardroom. He's been sort of trying to set himself up for a responsible and, yes, high-paying, well-paying position in hockey. This is not an accident. You know, I've told people I don't necessarily like the hire because I don't think president of the Maple Leafs is an entry-level job. And I had a couple of people who know, a couple of longtime hockey people say, Jeff, this is, you know, Brendan, this isn't Trevor Linden, right? This isn't a guy who has effectively been removed from the National Hockey League for 6 years. It's not the same thing. You're dealing with a guy who, in a lot of ways, has been programmed himself to take over this position. And enough of those people who said that are people who not only know Brendan Shanahan, frankly, in the case of one person, he's had run-ins with Brendan Shanahan. Now, you would not call him a big Brendan Shanahan fan for a variety of reasons, and he was making the point that it's in the surprise. This is what this guy's been angling for a while. Norman in Toronto, you're in Sportsnet 590 The Fan. What do you need to hear from Brendan Shanahan today?
Yes, first, thanks very much for taking my call. What I need to hear from him is that he has the ultimate autonomy to take that Maple Leaf organization and shape it in his own image to win. I need to hear not only that the players are going to be held accountable, that management is going to be held accountable. Everybody agrees that the Maple Leafs aren't good enough. That, I think, reflects very directly on the management team of Nonis, Boisel, and Poulin. And I need to hear that Shanahan's got not only a vision, but the courage and the autonomy to clean house, not only at the coaching level, but where it really matters, at the player personnel level, because that's where the Leafs are so deficient.
Yeah, but Norman, here's the thing. You can only do so much in a salary cap league, right? You can only do so much. Like, if we're talking about cleaning house, we're talking about getting rid of guys like You're not going to be able to get rid of David Clarkson's contract. You're not going to be able to necessarily get rid of Dion Phaneuf's contract, although why you would want to move Dion Phaneuf, I don't know. And we'll have that discussion. Believe me, we'll have that discussion later on. That's the biggest issue I have is I don't know if autonomy means as much as it used to. And the other issue I have, people talk about bringing in a fresh set of eyes. I think we all know what's wrong with this team. We know who the players who have underperformed. We know the players who don't need to be back. And we could sit down and do that list right now. Like, do you really care if Mason Raymond's back? I don't. I certainly don't want to pay him a great deal of money. I could find another Mason Raymond. Jay McClement, I don't care. You know, I'm starting with lower level guys. Cody Franzen, I don't care if he's back. Tim Gleason, whatever. Carl Gunnarsson, I don't care. Like, seriously, I look at the Leafs right now. Is it, who do I care if they're back or not? Well, obviously Morgan Rielly. Obviously Jake Gardner. I'm going to say Dion Phaneuf just because you're not going to replace Dion Phaneuf. Jonathan Bernier. The forwards. Van Riemsdyk, Kessel, Bozak. Anybody else? Anybody else you absolutely have to have back? Troy Bodhi was effective. But really, Joffrey Lupul? You can trade Joffrey Lupul? You going to complain? Nazem Kadri? Going to complain? Maybe Nazem Kadri you don't want to move because you've got the fear of Alex Steen. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, it's not like this is a difficult team to sit and assess. Tom of Waterloo, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tom.
I'd love to hear him say, are you as a fan willing to wait the 5 years for us to do this properly?
Oh, my God.
No, but to sit down and do it properly, because we've been up and down, up and down, up and down. Every time we lose, we change this, we change that. But are you willing, as a fan, to wait and let's do this properly?
You know what is interesting, Tom, is it would be interesting if somebody at the news conference asked Brendan Shanahan or Tim Lewicki, are we in a rebuild stage? That would be fascinating.
Yeah, well, are we again? You know, but we don't. We just seem to always be in the middle, don't we?
Yeah, Tom. I appreciate the call. That'd be a fascinating question because I mean, a lot of what, and I think Leafs fans have to realize this: a lot of what you want done in the way of moves effectively constitutes a rebuild. Effectively, you're undoing whatever good has been done the past 2 years. Now, it's possible. Listen, it's possible that there isn't as much good, that not as much good has been done in the past 2 years as some of us thought. That's entirely possible. That is entirely possible. But boy, you've got to throw the word rebuild around very carefully in this market. 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. We are an hour and a half away from Brendan Shanahan's introductory news conference as Leafs president. What do you need to hear from him? Never mind Tim Lewicki. What do you need to hear from Brendan Shanahan? What does he have to tell you today that will make you approach this summer feeling good about this team? Because I think most of us felt good about this team after last year, even after that game 7 collapse, even though it was only a 48 game regular season. Most of us came out of that season feeling pretty good. Team made the playoffs. They were competitive. There's a lot of good stuff happening. And that's been undone and then some this year. Wayne and Thornhill, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Good morning. There are two things I would love to hear him say. The first one consists of five words. I'm lacing them up, boys, because the way I see it, Scott doesn't really have any front office experience. So I think he'd be more health to the team on the ice than office, to be honest with you. There's my first thought. I thought you'd be laughing by now, but anyway.
No, listen, Wayne, the only reason I'm not laughing is because anything's possible. No, you know, look, and a lot of people, that you know, Wayne, a lot of people are saying they would love, James Mattiocci writes, and I'm cloning 20 of me. We should be good to go in 20 years. You know, a lot of people are hoping that Brendan Shanahan can teach the Leafs what it takes to win. And I
think you got to do that on the ice, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's something you do off the ice. You need a young Wendell or somebody to stand up when all the crap was happening.
Exactly.
I couldn't find one guy. Just show me one guy who was going to go out and just, I don't know, run into people, fight, do something. Show me a spark. I didn't see a spark in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Listen, I'm one of these people. I don't put a lot of stock necessarily in all the chemistry stuff and leadership, but I do believe that every team, every good team has a leadership core. I don't think it just falls on one guy. I don't think it matters necessarily who the captain is. And nobody, I would argue post-Olympics, tried to right this ship. I made the point. I saw a couple of instances where I thought Phil Kessel tried to take it on himself. But I think Phil Kessel just gave up in that regard because he's going, look, nobody's following me. I'm not going to bother doing this. I think a lot of guys checked out really early. Now, what would be fascinating is we know that Brendan Shanahan's going to sit in on these exit interviews. It'd be fascinating to hear from the players what actually occurred as this season unwound. What did Randy Carlyle say? What did he do? What was the interaction like? And that's stuff that we will never know unless Brendan Shanahan makes it public. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. But I think it's safe to say we haven't seen a total disconnect like this for a long, long time in Toronto sports. We have not seen a team spit out the bit the way these guys spit out the bit in the last month of the season. We're going to continue to take your calls, continue to talk about Brendan Shanahan. Again, we'll have the announcement live at 11 o'clock on Sportsnet 590. The Fan and Sportsnet, what is the first thing you need to hear out of Brendan Shanahan's mouth this morning? What do you think his first move should be as Leafs president? We'll be back with your calls on The Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Trending now on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. The Jays blast Baltimore to take their second straight series. Bubba Watson wins his second green jacket. And the Leafs introduce Shanahan. Hope you're a miracle worker, bro. It's all trending now on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Cooler than Math Club and almost as cool as Chess Club. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Now more of the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Just so you don't think it's going to be all Brendan Shanahan all the time, we are going to talk about the Leafs at 10 o'clock. No, we're going to talk about the Blue Jays at 10 o'clock. Buck Martinez, the play-by-play voice of Sportsnet, will join us. Your Blue Jays taking 2 of 3 from the Orioles. And the bats did come alive yesterday. Kirk Maltby, pro scout with the Detroit Red Wings, will also join us at 10:40. We'll get you set for the Shanahan news conference. We'll learn more about him from one of his longtime Red Wings teammates. So there you go. And by the time 11 o'clock rolls around, we'll be good to go with the Brendan Shanahan news conference. Want to continue taking your calls at 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Asking the question, what do you need to hear from Brendan Shanahan this morning? What's the first move you would make if you were Brendan Shanahan? Victor in Milton, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
A very good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing?
I am living the dream.
Okay, so am I, on the highway.
Listen, there you go.
You know what? One of my favorite movie titles is There Will Be Blood. And essentially, it translates like there will be consequences. I know a lot of people talk about accountability, but I'm not exactly sure what accountability means. My bad? Or, more importantly, you're bad means this is going to happen to you. I don't care if you're the best of our best defenseman. You do make a bonehead play, you're going to sit. You make a stupid play a second time, you're going to the press box. I think this is one of the problems I have with the Toronto Maple Leafs. When they make the same mistakes over and over and over, there are no consequences. And you can take that right through to the coaching staff, to everybody. So I would like to know that he will get out there, and the first thing that he says is, there will be blood. There will be consequences. Secondly, I would like to say, you know what? This is not the right mix. I know what it takes to win. Unfortunately, I can't clone myself, but I need more Brendan Shanahan. I'm too old to get back on the ice. So the bottom line is to change the culture, it means you have to implement consequences, and you have to change the mix. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Victor. Look, ultimately, changing culture is going to have to come in the dressing room, and that's going to have to come from the coaching staff. There's no culture to change at the board level, at the level of the fans. There isn't any. This team spends money. This team spent to the salary cap. This team's got a gazillion assistant general managers. The Leafs aren't tight. The culture change needs to come about in the dressing room and on the ice. Now, how do you go about bringing that and putting that in place? It's the coach. Pure and simple, the coach. That's the easiest thing to do. Because, folks, if you could wave the magic wand and get rid of Dion Phaneuf and David Clarkson and Joffrey Leupold today, there's no guarantee that Randy Carlyle can coach the team that's left. There isn't. Point of fact, he hasn't had Joffrey Leupold for a lot of the past two seasons. David Clarkson wasn't here last year when the collapse happened. So I don't know how much of it is on the players. I think a lot of it's on the coaching staff. I think the majority of it's on the coaching staff. People don't want to say that. You know, people, for whatever reason, hockey people always want to give the benefit of the doubt to the coach, to the guy who was once their peer. I have no problem in saying it. The coaching staff bears the vast majority of the responsibility for this. Robin Aurelia, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Rob.
Well, first of all, let me just say that I'm going to continue wearing my jersey inside out until, the Leafs can show signs of improvement.
Good Lord, man. That's could be a long time.
Yeah. As far as Shanahan, I mean, what can the guy say? I want them to build a team that's going to be ready for the playoffs. Yeah, the Leafs were fun to watch this year in the beginning, because they were flashy and you never knew what was going to happen and they had the ability to come back in any game and win. But once they got down to the stretch, when games started to mean something, that's when the Leafs basically showed their true colors. And I hear callers all the time saying, well, bring back Leo Komarov. Well, that's the problem with this team is that we don't have guys like him who show up every night.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all these guys, like Kadri thinks playing for the Leafs is a part-time job. He shows up every three or four games, and that affects Leupold. Leupold can't do anything because Kadri won't do anything. You've got way too many passengers this year. They got rid of the guys who were the heart and soul. Komarov left. I get that. And you have a few other players who left, and you brought in the Mason Raymonds and some other guys who are soft. Yeah. You have a fourth line who can't play, and your guys got your first line, you run them out there every second shift because you don't have a fourth line who can skate, and then by the time it gets down to the nitty-gritty, the Leafs are done. They're too tired.
You wouldn't pay for Leo Komarov, or you didn't fight to keep him, but you were willing to keep Colton Orr and Fraser McLaren around.
Oh, trust me, I wasn't willing to keep
him. Yeah, no, I'm not you, but I'm saying in general, the Leafs. Yeah, look, there were some bad decisions made by this general manager, but I still think it gets back to the coaches. And you know what? I really, truly believe that defensive coverage and defensive strategies, those are things you can coach in every sport. yes, there has to be an attitude about defense, but you can coach those in every sport. You can't coach offensive talent, but you can coach defensive discipline. Every team has a guy who won't or can't play defense. Few teams have 22 players who won't or can't play defense. Anthony in Toronto, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hi, Jeff. I think the first thing I like to hear him say is, let's look at our AHL team and our player development. And I would give a lot of guys down there some chances because I don't think enough of them have had the chance. They have nothing to lose or bring some of those guys up. I would be concerned about, you know, what about our future? I mean, are the guys down there the guys we need? You know, I think they should look forward to the next. This year's draft isn't terribly strong. Next year's draft is quite strong. They have to get better bodies on that. You can change your coaching as much as you want, but the chairs and the deck are still there.
Yeah, but Anthony, and here's the thing. This is a team.
So coaches you can go with.
This is a team.
They bring Carwell. How many times can you fire the coach?
Well, you fire the coach, Anthony. You fire the coach until you get it right. You fire the coach until you get it right. You haven't got. But here's the thing. You're talking about this team can't bring up guys from the American Hockey League. Look what happened when they brought Granberg up when they were on the road. They didn't have enough money.
Gets enough playing time?
No, but let me finish. They couldn't bring him up because they don't have room. They didn't have enough salary cap room to bring up Peter Granberg on the last road trip. They had to send him down because they miscalculated. Here's a couple of things. First of all, you know, I don't know how many people think that the Leafs are loaded with prospects at the American Hockey League level. We call everybody a prospect. If you're under 23 years old and playing in the American Hockey League, you're a prospect. No, you know what? You just might be a 23-year-old American Hockey League player. It's the same thing in baseball. So-and-so was traded for a prospect. No, he's a 23-year-old minor leaguer. You do see those guys. So, if first of all, you're not going to be able to airlift the Marlies up here, because you're going to have to get rid of some bad contracts to begin with. And secondly, maybe those guys just aren't that good. This was the same group that was together all year. If the Marlies were that good, the Marlies players were that good, then you don't think the Leafs would have brought them up? Or would have at least, in the back of their mind, said, you know what, we've got some guys we may bring up, so we better leave ourselves at least a little bit of cap room so we can make these moves. Sean in Toronto, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
How you doing, Jeff?
Good, man.
You're right about that, and guess what, Jeff? Here's the whole thing. Yeah, I do agree with Randy Carlisle. I couldn't care less to get rid of him. Personally, I would get rid of him, but here's an interesting, you know, the shot differential statistics, Jeff?
Yep.
Look at this. 2009, you know, the Leafs were plus 2.8. 2010, minus 2.2. 2011, minus 2.5. 2012, minus 5.9. So an all-time low this year of what? Minus 8. Who's the guy that's been around since 2009 orchestrating all this?
Who?
I mean, these guys say that Dave Nonis hasn't been on the job. Hey, listen, Dave Nonis has been here 5 years. He was here in 2008.
He had a hand in a lot of the moves that were made. That's true. That's true. He really did. He had a lot of, thanks for the call, right up against the clock. He did get a lot of responsibility from Brian Burke. And that's a valid point. But, you know, that's still a pretty precipitous jump. It's a gradual decline, then boom, the jump really sets in when Randy Carlisle takes over as head coach. And if it's me, that's the first guy who goes. Again, 11 o'clock this morning, Brendan Shanahan's formal news conference from the Air Canada Centre, live on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and on Sportsnet. It will be a special Hockey Central edition with the regulars, Millard, Kiprios, Morrison, and McLean. They'll get you set for Brendan Shanahan's announcement. They'll walk you through it. They'll give you all the analysis at the end. And when we come back, we're going to shift our focus to the Blue Jays, winners of two of three against the Baltimore Orioles this weekend. The Bats woke up. Mark Burley figured out a way to beat the Baltimore Orioles lineup. Buck Martinez is a play-by-play voice of the Blue Jays on Sportsnet. Buck Martinez will join us in a few minutes.